today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By Allah's name we start. On Sunday, 29th of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 20th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. With a big salam to every one of you, dear believers and Muslims all around the world. The topic of this episode is preparing for the month of Ramadan.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Let's listen to verse 3 of chapter At-Talaq from the Holy Quran. We come back, we speak about important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah will provide him from success that he could have never imagined, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him, since Allah will accomplish his purpose and he has set a measure for all things. Thus, male and female witnesses are warned against entertaining fear of problems resulting from trading the path of truth, but they are enjoined to administer justice and invoke Allah for removing the impediments, since he guarantees that whoever puts his trust in him, he will be delivered from entanglements.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode is preparing for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of spiritual cleansing and purification. Not only are Muslims required to fast during this time, but they must also increase their worship, good deeds, and acts of charity. Fasting is a deeply spiritual experience as it teaches us self-control and dedication. On top of this, being thirsty and hungry during the daylight hours heightens our awareness of how people experiencing poverty feel every day. The difference is that we're able to take comfort in the fact that we'll be able to enjoy a hearty, nourishing meal once the sun sets, whereas those in need don't have the same luxury. From this, our empathy is heightened, encouraging us to engage more readily with good deeds. Sayyid Saleh Al-Ghazwini.
The month of Ramadan will be at our doorsteps. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessings to experience this beautiful month and to take advantage of all of the blessings and the mercy that it has to offer. God's mercy is always there. God says, I don't stop. God's mercy is unlimited. It continues to flow towards the creation. But our ability to either absorb and take advantage of God's blessings and mercy depends on how pure our souls are. This is why the Quran tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is the one who is able to keep his or her soul pure, clean. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who is unsuccessful is the one who neglects his soul. He or she does not maintain the purity of their soul. So as the receptacle of God's mercy and compassion and blessings, it's important for us to purify this receptacle, to clean this receptacle. And we do this through seeking forgiveness. We do this through turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness for our shortcomings, our sins, our errors. And this is something that we need to work on every day, brothers and sisters. Seeking forgiveness should not just be something that we engage in when we've explicitly done something wrong. Yes, of course, it's important. But it should be a daily part of our lives. And this is what the Prophet and the Imams, they teach us. The Imams and the Prophet who were ma'soom, they were error-free, they were sinless. They engaged in seeking istighfar. Why? Because it is through seeking istighfar, the notion of seeking istighfar, that we continuously work towards God. They are teaching you and me, brothers and sisters. شهر رمضان الذي
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes. ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير
للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد. Let's title this part, Do As Much As You Can Before Ramadan. Yes, regardless of how you're getting ready for Ramadan, having a checklist to go over things means you're already taking the steps to help make Ramadan less stressful. While preparing for Ramadan can get overwhelming, having the tools in place to overcome the month's hardest obstacles gives us a chance to improve our productivity and keep these helpful habits even after Ramadan ends. So take the time and make the most of it by being reorganizing your schedule, maintaining a good character, and staying on top of your health. As the month of blessings as well as trials, have trust in Allah to keep you steadfast in your preparations for Ramadan and see these efforts bring you rewards in this life and the hereafter. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك
مالك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار مالك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
Recommended du'as for the month of Ramadan. Du'a as-sahar or as-sahar supplication.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inni as'aluka min baha'ika.
This du'a is a general term referring to some supplications commended to be said in every night of Ramadan before Fajr or dawn, when Muslims usually eat sahur to prepare for fasting the whole day. The most famous supplication of sahar is du'a al-baha, which is narrated from Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and Imam Baqir, peace be upon him. Al-Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi has narrated this du'a in his well-known book, Mafatihul Jinan. So this du'a is very common among Shia, and the term du'a as-sahar now mostly refers to this supplication. According to Imam Reza, peace be upon him, this du'a is Imam Baqir's supplication in sahars of the month of Ramadan. My father narrated from Imam Baqir that the grand name of Allah is within this du'a. So whenever you pray this du'a, pray from your heart because it contains the secret knowledge.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the etiquettes of entering the blessed month of Ramadan. Entering the month of Ramadan requires repentance and seeking forgiveness, dear brothers and sisters. Ramadan is the spring of worship. Just as a spring brings vitality to the human body, in Ramadan one must also achieve spiritual vitality through worship. This is only possible through prior preparation, which is firstly repentance. Thus, we must seek much forgiveness in the last days of Sha'ban and gain the spirit of worship. In a sermon by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Ramadan delivered on the last Friday of Sha'ban, we read, O people, your souls are pledged by your deeds, so free them with your seeking of forgiveness. Yes, our souls and their freedom are pledged by our deeds. Our ugly sins and wrongdoings are shackles on our souls, hands and feet that are removed through seeking forgiveness, freeing the soul. Undoubtedly, that important prophetic advice addressed to all. When one commits any sin, they ultimately promise themselves to repent when Ramadan comes. This procrastination is a ploy of Satan and the carnal self. Instead, one who goes to Allah's feast should first wash and wear clean clothes before attending the banquet, not attending with dirty clothes and washing them first. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that whoever fasts the last 3 days of Sha'ban and connects them to the blessed month of Ramadan, Allah writes for him the reward of fasting 2 consecutive months.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Preparing for the Month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic So please follow today's special, Fi Amanillah.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanak, Subhanaka ma azam shanak, Nad'uka wa narju ghufranak, Nad'uka wa narju ghufranak.